If you have a copy of God's Word, join me in 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter 5, we are wrapping up our journey through 1 Peter and going to be camping out in the last few verses in 1 Peter 5, about 10 through 14 today. And next week, we're beginning a series skimming through the book of Proverbs and looking forward to doing that together as we kind of learn how we as God's people can walk in wisdom and can gain wisdom in our own life. This letter that 1 Peter that we've been looking at for the last few months is a letter written to people going through persecution, going through difficulty, going through trials. And in these last few verses, these last kind of conclusion to the letter, Peter encourages the church. He encourages them to keep on walking, to keep on following Jesus. And I can't think of better words for us in the time in our culture that we live in for us to receive, but also words that we need to receive as we go into a season of ministry, of vacation Bible school and Camp Joy and student camp and the various things that'll be happening over the next few weeks. And so as we do that, I just want to stop and to pause and to pray for vacation Bible school after we read 1 Peter 5, verses 10 through 14. God's word says this, "And after you've suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother, as I regard him, I have written briefly to you, exhorting and declaring that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. She who is at Babylon, who is likewise chosen, sends you greetings. And so does Mark, my son. Greet one another with the kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we stand at the beginning of a season of a lot of ministry. We stand at the beginning of Vacation Bible School, and this week this building is going to be filled with children and adults serving and teens serving and children hearing about your son Jesus. And Father, I pray that as we share the story of Jesus, we share the story of your word, that each and every one of us and each and every child that'll be here was created in your image, and that you love us so much that even in the midst of our sin, you sent your son Jesus to lay down his life so that we might have eternal life. Father, may we keep that as the focus over the next few weeks. That you love us so much, that you created us in your image, but you not only that, when we messed up, you sent your son so that we might have eternal life in and through him. Well, I pray that you would lead and guide and direct us as we go into children's camp at Camp Joy and as we go into other things that you have laid before our church and our members. Father, I pray for students as they go into student ministry camp. Well, I pray that you would just go before them and give them safety of travel and care for them in all the ways that they need care. But more than anything, Father, I pray you'd speak to our heart. Over the next few weeks, you would stir our affections for you. Father, I pray that children would be saved at all of these things, that their life would be, they would find new life and eternal life in your son, Jesus, and that the church would be encouraged. And we'd be reminded that ministry is not just a one-week-a-year thing or a few weeks-a-year thing, but it's every day of our life as we live for you. Father, we love you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. On my smartphone that is not with me, because if I had it, I might be tempted to check a text message or answer a phone call. But on my smartphone, I have all kinds of applications. I have an application where I track my calorie intake, the food I eat. Now, some days I do better than others. Let's just be honest. I went to a wedding yesterday, had wedding cake, and blew up the calories yesterday. That was a total explosion. But it tracks my calories. And if I haven't tracked a meal, it'll give me a little pop-up reminder. You haven't tracked breakfast. I have another app that tracks kind of a reading plan of some of the things I'm reading through. And it'll say, okay, today, remember, you're supposed to read these things. And I have another application that reminds me of all the projects and various things I'm working on, sermons, other writing, other things that I'm doing. And it'll pop up and say, okay, you need to get this done today. And it reminds me. It keeps me focused on the goals that I've set and I'm moving toward. But to be honest with you, some days I don't make those goals. Some days I fall quite short. Some days I don't get any of my to-do lists or hardly any of my to-do lists because other things come up or because I'm simply just being lazy and I'm not getting things done. And just as I need reminders to keep me pursuing my goal, We need reminders to keep pursuing Christ, don't we? We need reminders that we're followers of Jesus and we've been saved by His grace and that we need to keep on following Him. We need to keep on walking. And life gets difficult and there's all kinds of things that pull at our attention and pull our hearts other directions. And we need reminders to continue to pursue Christ. And Peter, in these closing words of this letter, he reminds the church to keep on walking. He reminds them to keep on walking. In the face of persecution, Peter, with these words, says, keep on walking. In the face of seeing friends walk away from the faith, Peter, with these words, tells the church to keep on walking. That in the midst of all kinds of laying down their life and all kinds of temptation, Peter reminds the church to keep on walking. We need the same reminder for us today, don't we? As financial pressures and inflation rises, we as the people of God need to be reminded to keep on walking. As family and friends give in to culture and no longer hold to historic biblical Christianity, we as God's people need the reminder to keep on walking. As challenges at work and home grow greater and more difficult, we as the people of God need the challenge and the reminder to keep on walking. In these final words, Peter reminds the church to keep on walking. The only question is how? How do we keep on walking?